I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. It's back, and you can go if you call us right now.
I would love to. Go.
Ooh.
To Disney, I mean.
Yes.
Right.
Is this from Coco? What is this?
This is from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's not Coco. Oh.
That's a good one. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets and is in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to experience the Disneyland Resort at Halloween. It includes hotel and three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697. You get to talk to Hooman.
Yay!
I know.
So fun.
Looks like he's back in a chair today, too, which is good
news.
Yes,
Hooman, I'm so glad that your back is feeling better.
I go back and forth. I kneel a little bit. I sit. I kneel. I sit.
Well, that's so still better than 50, just the standing 50. And kneeling.
Sounds like church.
Great. It does.
Man, that's many things annoying me about church, but the standing up, sit, the back and forth. I'm like, can we just sit here?
No, they're trying to keep you awake.
Oh, good.
I mean, that's why they do that, right?
I guess so. I don't know really why. I just... No thanks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you're calling. You just put it in and then you text us. You write whatever you want.
Hello.
Hello.
We're looking cute today.
Oh my God.
Great show, guys.
Yeah, those are
whatever.
Those are just some suggestions.
Right.
Things you can write.
415 says, are those stats really something the FBI should be sharing? You know, the ANN would like to apologize.
You mean the rare.
We shouldn't have reported that story.
That was the best story you guys did all day.
That information in the wrong hands is not a good thing.
Yeah.
So we apologize. I take responsibility as the head of the ANN.
Rawr.
I'm not going to let you do it. I know what you're
trying. You can't just make up some new network. You're not in a network. You're the Radio Alice Report. You're not the Alice News Network. There's no network. If there were other Alices and you networked with them, then I guess maybe. Rawr. Why don't you like rawr? Rawr is good. Rawr.
I know what you're trying to do, and rawr. I'm not going to let you.
What am I trying to do? I'm trying to give you a cooler acronym.
Stan and I are above your nonsense.
Please.
Can
someone find out if Stan's in Vinny's network?
What in the hell?
Sorry.
Oh, that was the wrong
Just because you pee with the guy three times a morning.
I meant to hit that button, but...
What the hell?
No, you didn't mean to. You hit the
right
button.
You're my guy. What is this?
I am your guy. I'm totally here for you, man.
Dang.
I don't know. I feel like you're more my guy.
Wow, this is not going well for me.
Rawr.
Yellowstone is awesome.
Oh,
paid
this
for
is the
one
Kevin...
episode and then bought the series. Full of broken people. Family drama.
Really? Oh, you have to pay for it.
I guess so.
Oh, this is the Kevin Costner show.
Oh, you have to pay for it if...
That's what they said.
But it comes on Paramount. But I guess because it's over, then you can
maybe you buy it
right?
on demand or something. So you can rent it.
Yeah, my cousin had texted me. She said that it's great. So good. Awesome. First season just ended. A must see. Mm. I asked her if what I didn't want to see was Native Americans getting murdered.
Oh.
I said, do Native Americans get murdered? She said, yes, but so do the cowboys.
Oh.
Yeah, she says it's present day cowboy Indian show. It's really good.
Present day.
Present day?
Huh.
Well, whatever that means. I don't know.
Okay, so.
Maybe it mistook what she said or something.
I don't know.
You know, auto.
Yes. Sometimes people say things and they.
And then it's something completely different.
She might have said period piece.
Yeah.
Present day. Okay.
408 says, got a request for Vinny guitar. Vinny's not taking requests. I don't know where you got that.
You're taking requests?
I'm not at all.
I would love to try that AC/DC song again.
Nah, that's all right.
Oh.
I mean, I thought we rocked the first verse.
There
you go.
It's all set. It's all ready. Here we go. Ready?
I'll practice this.
Here we go.
Here, hold on.
Right,
this person goes, How about Tesla Love Song? Okay, the first minute of acoustic guitar is epic, and Sarah would kill it.
Yeah. I do. I'm good at his voice.
Oh, you are?
I'm a good mimic of the Tesla guy's voice.
Just bought a pack of American Spirits in San Francisco. They were $13.83.
Jesus,
dude,
people.
No one is bumming a grid off me for $13 pack of cigarettes.
Vinny, you can learn that, right? That actually sounds like two guitars right there.
For sure, that's two guitars.
Oh, that's pretty. You gotta learn that. I'll tell John to learn one of the parts, you learn the other ones, and you can do it together.
You know what's funny about that is, it's too soon right now, because, you know, this baby's just a baby.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping, oh, listen to that.
Can you go back a little
bit? Yeah, go back a little bit.
All
right.
Oh!
Nice.
You've been practicing that scale, I'm sure of it. You could probably pull that off right now. Let's hear it.
But I think I'm going to throw a party and then have my band play... Like, put a band together.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Isn't it?
It's a great idea.
So,
who's in your band?
Well,
Drummer Drew.
Well, nobody yet.
Oh, is it your daughters?
I know.
So, listen to this.
Is that the plan? The family band is awesome.
Listen to this. I said to the missus, I go, because she wants to throw parties every weekend. She doesn't, she's like, she loves it.
Yeah. It's so fun.
So, I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a band together, and we should throw a party next summer. And, you know, we'll have all our people over and
don't
we can
do
rage.
Do it on the 4th of July. I hosey that day. I want you to come to my party on the 4th of July.
And you do what on that day?
I hosey it. I have dibs on it.
I hosey it?
And you're going to steal people from my party.
What
if you
does
have your
hosey
party.
Mean?
I hosey it.
And how do you spell that?
Yeah. I don't know. I hoseyed it.
Nobody's ever heard of that.
Sorry. What
like
you
putting
just
dibs
said.
On. I had
well,
dibs on
I looked
that.
It up and
so
actually,
why didn't you say dibs?
I'm sure it's a word.
Because it's hosey.
I've just never heard it.
What is it?
So it's spelled H-O-S-E-Y, and it says to place a claim on something before others can do so.
I hosey that.
There you go.
For example, I'll hosey that last cookie.
Yeah, I hosey it.
I hosey that?
I can't believe I've never said that in the 20-something years we've been working
together.
You
never have. So that's a word you've said your whole life.
Yes. I don't think I've said it recently, but I haven't needed to hosey anything lately, so.
But you're hoseying the 4th of July.
I want to hosey the 4th of July because I'm afraid that he'll invite you to his party and my party, you'll be like, well, I've been to Sarah's house a million times. I'm not going there.
I doubt that that's the way that would go. I think they'd probably go, Sarah drinks her ass off and she's almost Vegas Sarah in her backyard. Backyard Sarah's almost as good as Vegas Sarah.
She's not nearly as good.
I bet.
You know what? When I'm throwing my own party, I rarely get wasted. It's true.
Uh-huh.
I was straight the whole time, except till very late at night when I was like, oh my God, everyone is so far ahead of me. On 4th of July, I hardly drank. I kept putting drinks down and talking to people and running
anyway,
and getting
stuff. I'm going to just, don't worry. It won't be in any way competing with
And I want to go to your party.
Of course, duh.
I feel like if you do it on the same day that I hosey, then you'll be, it's like a direct, like, you can't come to my party, Sarah.
Back to this. Why would I do that?
I don't know
That's
why.
That's so dumb for you to even think I would do that.
You make bad decisions all the time.
That is true. I would love to fight you on that one. Right. Anyway.
So what were you about
to say? So when's the date, Vin?
I don't have a date. So I just said this last night.
So you
got to
get a band together.
Oh, man. Right after we get through, you know, the holidays, I'm going to start putting a little band together and jamming. And
good.
That's the goal.
If you just invite us over and say, you know, because John will jam, Sarah
I'll
will jam.
Bring drums.
I'll bring a keyboard.
It'll be, we'll just put a band together, Vinny.
That's what I mean. It'll be a great, fun party.
You
and
tell
we'll
us
go crazy.
10 songs to learn.
So
we'll have some rehearsals at your house first.
Oh, this is so exciting.
10 songs to learn.
Oh my God, yes. And I'm like, of course you would love that.
Of course you would.
Yeah. And my daughter goes, we're going to be a band? Oh, my God. How did that just happen?
That is awesome.
She went to school with that the next day, right?
Oh,
yeah,
my
me
God.
And my dad are in a band.
Yeah, I guess.
Our whole family. The baby just cries. Oh, my God, that's great. Let Isla pick a couple of the songs. Come up with 10 songs, and we'll all learn them, including you, and we'll come to your house, and we'll rehearse.
Hey, Vinny.
I just invited myself into his band.
And I'll be your woo-woo girl.
What movie?
Woo!
Yeah.
What movie was that? And when does it come out? The movie that you smoke cigarettes in. It's been out a long time.
Yeah, it's called America's
already.
Still the Place. I don't know where you would find. I don't know if that's an on-demand thing or if you can even. Probably you can find it online.
I never saw it.
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was good. Oh. You know, it was a movie. Mike Coulter stars in it.
Luke 707 Cage. Says, Sarah, you are awesome.
Oh, God, what'd I do?
$10 is $10, eh?
Oh, quoting someone Getty actually Lee got that from Bob and Doug McKenzie's album.
You.
I can't believe somebody just
rock.
Pulled that. I can't believe it.
I can't believe I didn't pull it.
Oh, you still listen to that record, too?
Well, it went right by me. I mean, I don't.
He did that song. He did Take Off, Tell That Great
Yeah, White I know that song.
And then at the end, he goes, okay, here's your $10. He's like, thanks, guys. $10 is $10, eh?
All right.
That's where I get my, that is where, 100% where I get my Canadian accent from.
Oh, from those guys.
Yeah.
All right. Eh?
All right. It's time for tunes, eh?
Folks, let's not forget the entire financial district is built on top of landfill garbage from the quake in 06.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is they go down to, or they're supposed to go down to bedrock. Hello, Millennium Tower. I just don't understand. The transit center isn't nearly, it doesn't even compare in bigness to the actual Salesforce Tower. Like, do you think that they're kind of sweating over at the Salesforce Tower this morning? Like, oh my God, the transit center, the beam cracked? What?
I think that this is, there's always stuff that goes wrong in any project you've ever done in all the history of the worlds, and they'll fix it. And of course, we're freaking because it was a $2.2 billion project. More importantly, they're screwing my ride home.
Yeah.
But beyond that,
you're gonna go out to the beach. You're gonna.
I don't know what
to.
I'm gonna do, but that's sure. They'll fix it. They'll fix it. Just like the same thing happened to the new bridge. They had an issue, and then they just fixed it.
Or
and then
they stopped
it went
talking
away.
About it.
Well,
I mean, it went away for sure. But
they're
we don't
not gonna not
went.
Fix the thing. Come on, they fixed it.
Where in the world's away?
707 says, what? I love that.
Michael Franti, everybody.
Right. Once again, Hooman is wrong.
Oh, Hooman, you're always wrong.
Umberto starts with an H.
No, it doesn't. It starts with a U.
No, it's, I mean, I've seen it spelled with a U. Umberto? Umberto?
Is Umberto Italian, but if you say with an H, it is Spanish?
Umberto.
I only know it as an Italian name.
I don't know. Look it up. Is it a name or not? I feel like I've seen it spelled
like
you.
My friend's name is
both ways.
Oh, you have?
Name
yeah.
Is Umberto.
925 says, maybe if y'all posted more, you'd have more followers. Just saying.
What? Look,
we post all the time.
Love you guys.
Ugh. We post all the time. I don't think it matters how much. You can post into
post
a void all you want. That's not true. You got a few posts on there.
Yeah, but I mean, I only think of it
when I'm sitting
still. I
posted two things yesterday.
When my phone's in my hand. Oh, you know what I could do?
Hold on.
All the rest of the time.
I posted a video of Bryn and Scott from yesterday's Secret Show, and then I posted from my garden last night. Listen.
I'll take a look at that.
Go take a look. Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E-C-L-A-R-K. Come on, man.
925 says, dear God, I cannot take my eyes off Yuzi's eyes today.
Mm.
They're right out there.
Oh.
Your eyes.
Oh, I know what they mean.
What
oh.
do they mean?
You got your headlights on?
What do they mean?
A little low.
Oh, the cleave.
Mm-hmm.
It does look good.
Let me see. Stand up.
Yeah, you look great.
They do look good. You know, she's got a cute dress on today. This morning, she goes...
Did your mom just write you?
No, my brother.
Oh.
He's telling me what I'm up to today. So...
your schedule.
Yeah. So I walk in, and Yuzi's got this little, like, denim dress on with leggings, and I'm like, oh, that dress is so cute. She's like, I just couldn't put pants on today. I just couldn't do it. I'm like, we should... How did it come up? We're like, every Friday, we should just have pajama day.
Oh, that's
yeah.
just right.
Or like
yeah.
wear sweats.
Like just sweatpants.
Shorts,
pants. Yeah, whatever. Like flip flops if we want to. Slippers. I would totally.
We don't get to have casual day. Every day is casual day.
No, casualer.
No.
Yeah, even
I
like
thought you were going to say.
No one's even here on Fridays.
Dress day or
no.
dress up day.
Doing that.
No. Let's do that for like a Monday or Tuesday. Like dress up day and then Friday we go like.
Forget dress up day. I'm not doing that.
I'll do dress up day if you want to do dress up day. Like I'll put a suit on or something.
So Friday's going to be even slummier day.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell?
Super slummy.
Slubby. Yeah. Slubby just, day.
Jesus.
Holy tank top.
Imagine how great that'd be. Like, sweats. Basically, you can get up, keep your pajamas on, pull on a pair of sweatpants, your slippers, a sweatshirt. Oh, God. Sounds great. No waistband.
constantly having to undo my top button or fold over the top of my pants. Or
you know, if we make this happen, one of these days the president's going to be in town. Oh, the CEO's in town.
Well, I'm standing there and I rise.
That president. Fridays. I'm like,
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to dress up for that guy.
Please, no one comes in on Fridays.
I know, that's the whole point, right? Yeah. No one's even here. Like, we don't have to tell anyone we're doing it.
Hot Cheetos true story. In our 6-hour drive home, our 9-year-old ate a whole bag without us knowing. We got home and tucked her into bed, and she woke up exorcist vomiting.
Oh my God.
We were about to call 911 because it looked like blood, but she admitted what had happened and we knew that she was fine. It was just the Cheeto dust and vomit.
Yeah.
I just went and got the fire Cheetos as a reporter would to test them.
Rawr.
And the first two bites, I'm all, oh, these aren't nearly as good as red. And I like hot stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then by the fourth bite, I couldn't stop eating them.
Oh, they were that good?
They're not that good. They're just that addictive, that thing where you go, oh, yeah, that's not
that
bad.
They figured it out in a laboratory how to make you eat more. Mm-hmm. Just the right consistency.
But not too spicy?
Not too spicy.
Oh.
Lots of guesses on who was the first belly button shown on TV, including I Dream of Jeannie, Twiggy.
Oh.
Cher was the answer, though, everyone.
Yeah.
Cher. You didn't win.
No, I didn't. I didn't even come close. 1975 is if you can believe it.
It was way, in the 60s.
45 years ago? Less than that? Go, Cher. Jesus. Never stopping.
Oh, God, that sounds so tinny. Doesn't it?
Oh, my God. How am I not dancing? How am I not flailing around this room showing everyone my belly button right now?
215 says, I can't watch Chip and JoJo anymore. If I see one more painted shiplap wall, I'm going to throw something at the TV.
Oh, you're crazy. It's so beautiful. Beautiful.
Sarah, tell your husband to ferry into the city tonight to avoid the treacherous traffic.
Actually, somebody else suggested that. I think maybe Yuzi, and I texted that to them.
What was it?
Just take the ferry. Was it you who said take the ferry? Or maybe...
Oh, Brandy? I said it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
A listener had texted to take the ferry, and then I told you to...
Yeah, I said go look for the schedule. Boys. And
so it's going around.
They could Uber out. They were like, why? What's their traffic for? I'm like, I don't have time to explain it to you.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. My daughter, Chris, starts chemo today. Could you give her a shout out to boost her spirit? She loves you guys, as do I.
Go, Chris.
Go, Chris.
You can do this. It's not going to be easy, but you got it.
On the news last night, KTVU, they said that it was U.S.-made steel that cracked.
Under the trans-base. Someone saying it was Chinese steel?
It was some texter.
But people are mostly saying it was
in New U.S.-made.
York.
Yeah. Mm.
Guess what, Vinny?
What?
Salesforce Transit Center steel in question is American.
Merkin.
Not Merkin. Chinese. Yeah, I didn't report that. That was a texter that said that.
That was not on the RAR.
Yeah.
It's not going to catch on.
Well, neither is Ann. I'll tell you that right now.
It's not Ann. It's ANN, just like CNN, except ours is alphabetically ahead of CNN, which means we're going to show up on Google before CNN does.
No one's Googling that. They're Googling the Radio Alice Report. Rawr.
No.
Rawr.
ANN.
Rawr.
Shows up ahead of CNN.
Rawr.
Don't be a duh.
Don't you be a duh.
That makes sense.
You can't make
it.
Right.
I like that.
Of course it does.
Nobody's looking up.
He's got my back.
Please.
The choice has been made.
No.
I also want to get Humans back real quick. Umberto is a boy's name from Italy.
Umberto.
And it starts with a U.
And it starts with a U, correct.
Is there a Humberto, though?
There probably is. I'll look that up.
Look up Humberto.
Okay. Hello.
That's
Hello.
Spanish.
Millennials aren't old enough to have been married long enough for this to count.
Yeah.
Don't take stuff away from millennials.
First of all, millennials are up to 36 years old,
right.
Correct?
And plenty of baby boomers were on their fourth marriage by 36.
You ain't kidding. Yeah, they're plenty old enough to have... Just stop it.
36.
Thank you. Just give them something. Just give them something. They've got nothing else.
And by the way, someone wrote in and was like, you guys and your millennial hate. That's the generational thing always.
Like, and also, we weren't hating. We're saying, yay, millennials.
When we were Gen X... The baby boomers were like, you lazy, comb your hair and
stop looking at your shoes.
Take your ball cap off and Right. Flannel. Yuck.
Now look at us. We're amazing.
Right.
We're running things.
Or something.
We're old.
Millennial here. I decided not to be married or have children. My reason for both are costly and college is OP?
Overpriced.
Overpriced. Yeah. So who can afford new lifestyle changes? Nobody can. No. Trust me. I went and let it happen anyway, and I'm... Oof.
You're under it.
I signed up my...
You guys were dinks.
My daughter is 1 month and like a week old.
Yeah.
And I already had to... I opened up her 529.
Good. And like, start plowing money in there. You're going to need
it. She already has $400 in there.
You better hope they get in the UC system. Because, man, that's half the price of private college.
Oh, well, they're going to have what they have, and then they're going to have to figure it out. There's not going to be any... Dad'll be a retirement age.
Yeah. And do not give them any of your retirement
money.
Here's
what you have to work with.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me, kid. I'm over here cranking. Being cranky? I don't know. Just cranking? Being cranky, but that's kind of sounded like a guitar cranked up.
Cranking?
You know, I can just picture you as a cranky old man, that's all. I've had enough of you, kid.
Can you hosey that word?
Yeah, I hosey that.
I'm thinking the same thing.
I'm going to hosey it.
We better.
We're just coming up with new words.
I realize we're out of time.
Okay, see you in a minute. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I really thought this day would never come.
The end, you mean?
The end of
Survivor. Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
No, the end of the show. No, the show ends at the same time every day. I knew that this would come. I'm talking about the end of Survivor and the end of Big Brother and the beginning of Survivor.
Uh-huh. Why do you think they're putting Survivor on first, just to get people in?
Probably. I suppose if you're invested and you've watched the whole Big Brother season, that you'll wait through it, and you're probably a Survivor fan anyway. I'm glad they're doing it, because I know Vinny doesn't want to stay up till 11 o'clock watching all this stuff, but it starts at 8, Survivor season 37.
I love it.
I think I might be the only person who's watched all 37 seasons. Didn't you fall off for a few years?
It wasn't that I fell off for any reason other than they weren't as good.
They weren't.
They sort of stopped being good for a minute, and then it seems like they found their way again.
They found a way to just keep it interesting, and they do a pretty good job with it. So season 37, what's that? Oh, they do. Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Hilarious.
I feel like I haven't watched it since
the first season.
Dick. No.
What?
The guy that won.
The guy's name was Dick?
Yeah.
I
remember
don't...
and his daughter.
Are you talking about
Big Brother?
Evil I'm talking
Dick?
About Big Brother.
Oh,
Big
Brother.
Sorry.
No, Survivor.
I was talking about Survivor. Talking about Big Brother.
And then she started talking about doo-doo.
Yeah, we should probably stop talking is what we should do, and just go on with our day. Hump day, everybody. Happy. Oh, we haven't hump day at
we
all today.
Yeah.
A hump day. I can't wait to spend 3 hours driving from here to the freeway.
Yeah,
perfect.
That should
be
great.
That's what it's
going to
be.
Awesome.
Go out to the beach, you guys. You just head out that way.
No,
maybe you can miss some of it. Uzi, just follow Vinny. He'll get you to the highway.
He'll lose me. Are you kidding?
That's true. He does drive like
seen the way. Have you ever tried to follow him?
I have tried to follow him. When he follows you, I always drive like a little slower. Just
you're the absolute worst. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just figure I'll wait off the exit, and hopefully when you catch up to me, we can find our way again. Mm-hmm.
But terrible. You know what Sarah does? Sarah does a lot of lane changing.
I do. Oh, I'll change lanes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speed
I've never
demon.
Stayed behind her long enough to know that.
Of course not.
I would change just to keep you behind me.
I stay like in one lane the whole way.
Yeah. I like to be in the lane.
Until like a certain, till 92, and then I switch over.
Oh. Damn. I like to stay in the lane that I know will work for me, but if there's someone, you know, really
I know
slow
the bumps of the
or
road.
A lot of obstructions, I'll just change lanes. I don't mind changing lanes. I look over my shoulder first and check my mirrors. Uh-huh. I'm a very solid
Oh, you
want
to hear something trippy? Mm-hmm.
Sure, yes.
The car, I know we're supposed to be done, and people are like, God, get out of there.
Do they ever shut up?
So
we don't.
We got this Honda Pilot, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shame. There's no deal, so there's no shame. They charge me, if anything, overpriced. Yeah, but it's got one of those lane.
I love those.
The lane assist.
Why would you hate that?
Hate
why?
It.
Why?
So Yay. There's a button you can turn it off.
No,
so
don't turn it off.
No, I turn it off.
No,
every
it's
time.
Got blind spots. It's a huge car.
No, so here's the thing. It actually pushes your wheel back into the lane.
That's
if
freaky.
You don't, what?
That's freaky.
It's the
Yeah, because you're going to hit that car.
No, because I didn't put my blinker on.
Oh.
So if you don't turn on a blinker and let the car know you're changing lanes, it thinks you're
drifting,
swerving, and actually bumps the wheel back into the lane.
Interesting. You should be using your blinker.
Look, sometimes you're alone on the road. You
even
don't
you
use
are.
A blinker.
Listen,
when
a cop would pull you over. You just made a lane change.
No, you don't.
You have to
absolutely
do it.
Absolutely do.
Why?
Somebody might not have their lights on. You might not see them.
I just need to do it.
You got to do it. It's the law.
There are no cars around me leaving my house to the freeway, and I use it every time.
Me too. Oh, I would never consider making a move without my blinker.
Can you imagine being a teenager with her? You're breaking the law. Oh, my God, dude.
You're breaking the law.
No one can hang with you. Go home.
You go home. I'll be here not breaking the law. All right. Have a good day. God, let's continue this in the office since we never stop talking.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.